Next episode, Tradepreneur Show. Francisco Rodriguez, the sales guru, is back with us again. Why? Because not only is a sales guru, or I should say, what makes him a sales guru? His ability to talk to homeowners about financing. You're not going to want to miss this. Up your game, up your sales, up your income, and customer satisfaction by mastering finance. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
I hope so, because I keep bringing you back. I mean,
I'm going to start charging.
When I said, hey, can we do a few episodes, and you came to the first one, and then we kind of, the second one, I wanted to have you come back and do the second one on financing, and then we kind of went off on the other topic, which I thought was great. No, I really enjoyed that episode. And then I thought, well, we should probably actually bring you back again and talk about the financing, because it's something you're really good at.
Next time I'm going to eat lunch.
Well, and also, everybody knows Tanya Priest, co-hosting, and she's going to be a beneficial contributor to this one as well in her experience with financing, because she offered financing when she was out selling as well, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, I will say that I believe one of the issues most home service companies, most trade companies face is they don't offer financing enough.
Correct. And if they offer, here's another one, offering way too many options where it confuses the client that they can't make a decision because like, well, I don't know if I want to go with this one or I want to go with that one.
Right.
And I think I'll hit it off with saying like, look, when I'm in the field and I'm selling, it doesn't matter if the drop's $20,000, $40,000 or $100,000, I'm literally going to offer two options, a short-term or long-term financing. That's it. Keep it very simple to where the client can very easily look at it, understand it, and most importantly, make a decision right there and then.
So true. Because if you, there are tremendous options available from most finance companies.
We have like 50 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, and it not only confuses the customer, it confuses the salesperson as well.
Absolutely. And then what happens is they're so confused about it that they just don't offer it.
Right.
They're hoping that they think that every homeowner, because they're going to a multi-million-dollar home or even a $500,000 house, that they have $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 set in their bank account. And guess what? Even if you do, nobody wants to part ways with it.
Well, no, because
how long did it take him to get $40,000 in the bank?
It seems that the wealthier somebody is, the more sophisticated they are.
Because they understand money.
They understand money, and they understand that financing is a tool. Debt is a tool if used correctly.
Correct. And another thing that, you know, salespeople don't realize and that they don't do in the home is a true cost calculator and a utility overpayment on what the homeowners are paying month over month, that literally that could be their monthly payment. So in reality, there's no money out of pocket. That's why one of my closest lines with financing is like, look, you could continue giving your money to a utility company. And if you do, I hope they send you a Christmas card. Or you can reinvest it back in your family, your safety, your comfort, your security, and get a new comfort system literally on the utility's dime.
I forget the number, but the finance companies we use give us some statistics on the loans that we actually, or the financing that we actually use and that they write for us. And do you remember the number? It's a high percentage of people that pay the loan off.
Oh, it's like, so, you know, because we have like a short term, it's a 12-month or, you know, a 10-year loan. They normally pay it within 24 months of opening that loan. Even if they do, they choose a long-term financing.
Yeah, yeah. So because they're usually getting utility rebates.
Manufacturers rebates, incentives that we offer as well internally.
Yeah, and like you said, a lot of them have the money in the account. But they're not going to use their money. They're going to use somebody else's money, and they're going to get their rebates, and they're going to be strategic about it. And, I mean, look, that's the other thing is I believe a lot of people, especially technicians, the us blue-collar types, we think that people don't use financing, or they don't want to use financing, or, like you said, they have the money. And in reality, as you said, that's not the case. I mean, I can't even go into Macy's.
You want to finance it?
Yeah. I buy a shirt.
You get 20% off.
Yeah. You sign up today, right? I'm like, well, I'm not going to finance a shirt, but guess what? There's people that do.
Yeah.
And most of them will get it, put it on their card, and they'll pay it off in the first bill.
Yeah.
But they don't have to pay it that day.
Yeah, they'll let go of the money right now.
Yeah. So financing is an amazing tool. I would say the other issue I see happen all the time is it's not offered on everything.
It has to be, doesn't matter if the ticket's $1,000. Again, like I said, it doesn't matter if it's $1,000 or $10,000 or $100,000. You got to offer it every single time. There's no excuse for not offering it.
Well, and I believe so many times you make recommendations and a lot of times it's a no because they don't have the money. And they're thinking, how am I going to pay for this? And they don't know that we can offer financing for $1,500 to help them out, right? And some of it's like, hey, look, if you said, hey, we can finance this for you, it's and then you can pay it off over the next 3 months. Like a lot of people, it's like sometimes that's all they need.
And I'll tell you, like one department, if we're generally that's dominating on the financing side, if you look at it, if you see like all these little tickets coming through, it's the plumbing department. Because they'll go to a plumbing call, and it doesn't matter if it's a $1,200 ticket or a $1,500 ticket, they're going to finance it. They're going to offer that financing because guess what? They're talking about it every day, and they're training on it. Because I go on those trainings with them and help them with it. So they're dominating it with it because they're offering on every single call.
And with the financing is something that you have to train on and practice.
Absolutely. You got to know your numbers and, you know, everything behind it. And, you know, the payment factors, how to properly present it to where it doesn't come across. Because right now, look, people are going to be like, well, I don't pay any interest. Well, you don't have to. We have a 12-month no interest, no payment. Or some people that you offer, you know, with interest, they're like, well, that's really high. In reality, it's not very high. You got to know how to overcome those objectives. I'm like, well, pull out your credit card and see what the interest rate's on that, because that's a form of financing. If you put something on your credit card, you're financing it. Yeah. So you got to get that, you know, across your head that, you know, anytime you put anything on a card, you're financing it. That it's not coming from your debit card.
Yeah, and your miles aren't making it justifiable. Well, and we actually had a call, and I'm sure remember these details because you were involved in it. But I remember it. There was an individual we needed to replace a system. We offered him financing. He's like, no, that's ridiculous. That interest rate's ridiculous. I'm going to go to my credit union. And he went to his credit union and he got approved, but their interest rate was higher than what we could get them.
Absolutely.
And he was amazed.
Yeah. He was like, what?
Yeah. So I guess what I would say.
And I think, you know, learning how to present the financing, because one of the things you want to make crystal clear to a homeowner that when you're financing a home improvement project, it is not a credit card. It's a home improvement loan. So I never say it's a, you know, we have a home improvement company that helps us with this, with providing the financing. It's not a credit card. Don't worry. You can't charge on it every single month. It's a one-time shot. So that brings another, you know, level, because when they know it's, you know, you open it, you do the job. And once it's closed, you cannot utilize those funds. So guess what? You use that to your advantage. If you see other things in the home, whether it's ductwork, whether it's a water heater, whether it's whatever it may be, they can add to the financing right there and then. So it just gives you another opportunity for the second sell. And the second sell is always the easiest one.
And the technology now is super light to gather the information. It's not like back in the old days where you had to fill out a credit app. And then have the spouse fill out the co-borrower and then reverse.
I mean, now submit it. You literally scan the back of a driver's license and it populates all the information for you.
And then most of the companies do a soft credit pull.
Correct.
So it doesn't affect their
credit.
And so, because that's a big pushback you'll get.
Correct.
Right? Is they want that. But if the technician or the salesperson isn't well versed in it and can communicate that effectively, they'll get shut down as soon as they get questions asked.
And I'll tell you, I think the biggest one they get shut down on that they don't have to overcome, it's one, I never finance anything. If I can't pay for it, I don't finance it, which is completely false. Because you financed your house. Did you buy your house cash?
Right.
Your car out there, is it financed? So, but it's understanding and really digging deep on every single call.
Yeah.
Not being afraid to, you know, ask the hard questions. And they're not hard questions. They're just normal conversations.
Well, it's not that they're hard questions, but there's questions that you're going to be unfamiliar with until you do it enough times.
Yeah, you got to do your
and let you practice on it, right? And you have to role play offering financing and then overcoming the objections, because it's like anything else. Your confidence is going to be critical. So if you're going in and you're talking to a homeowner about your recommendations and what they should do, you need to exude confidence that you're the expert. So now you have to help them figure out how they're going to afford it, right?
And I think what a lot of, you know, sales professionals don't understand, from my, you know, point of view, it's my responsibility to help the client afford that system or show them how they can afford it. It's not up to the homeowner, and it's my responsibility to find the financing for them. It's not up to the homeowner. I'm serving them. I'm providing a service, and that incorporates the financing aspect of it. Because guess what? I'm not just a salesperson. I'm going to be the finance person. I'm going to be the person that's going to, you know, the project manager. I'm going to do everything. So you got to make sure that you're, you know, well versed on your numbers.
Well, and I'll tell you how it matters. Look, my back door is like needs to be replaced, and it's a high door, and it's got glass in it, right? Mm-hmm. It goes out to the patio, and it's 20 some years old, so it's time to replace it. And so I called a company out, and the company does some commercials. They invest in some commercials, family business. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm gonna call this company out. I get a good feeling about them, right? So I bring them out, and this guy shows up. He walks in, and like no floor savers, right? Which is, I'm just used to seeing people put floor savers. Walks in, I show him the door, and I told him what I want. And I said, you know, I want one of those ones where the blinds are inside the glass. Because we have dogs that go to the back door, and if the blinds are down, and they start patting on, like we replace so many sets of blinds. So I said, I want them inside the door. Oh, well, that door, whatever height it is, that's expensive. I said, okay, well, give me a price for that. And
let you make the decision.
So he said, okay, well, let me get a few measures, And he says, we're going to have to order. And it's going to be like 6 weeks to get that door. I said, okay. Like the door's fine, right? There's not a hole there. Yeah. So he leaves the house, says, I'll email you the proposals.
Send number one.
I wanted to buy
right there
the door. I want this thing ordered. I want it.
He's talking you out of it.
I said, okay. He leaves. Now, the proposals came through, and I think it was like $6,000 for this door, which I was a lot higher than I was expecting. But, like, one, he should have given me a price right then and there. And then he should have offered me financing.
Yeah.
Like, do I have the money set aside to replace that door? I do. Do I want to spend it on the door?
Definitely not.
No.
It's the last thing you want to do.
If he could give me a 12-month same as cash or even a 90-day or whatever, then I would be like, okay, cool, because I can pay that off.
It makes it easy for you to make a decision.
Correct. And so, one, leaving the house without giving a proposal and giving pricing and options right then and there, big no-no. I can't tell you how many people we go up against mm-hmm. where they email something, right? The other thing is, did not offer financing. Yep. Did not even mention that they have financing available. Here's the other cardinal sin. He followed up with me once. And then I believe the owner followed up with me once mm-hmm. Further down the road. No, and they were emails. And nobody called, got on the phone and said, hey, Patrick. Look, first of all, have you made a decision? Do you have any questions about the options we presented you?
Any further information?
Right? That's the follow-up. We're going back to follow-up again. That wasn't like, hey, are you ready? The emails were very much about, are you ready to move forward? We got to order the door. Da, da, da. Nobody said, hey, Patrick, we sent you a couple proposals. What questions do you have that can help you make a decision? And that, to me, that's follow-up. I would have said, well, and there were, I did have a question. I don't recall what they were now, but there was two prices, two options. And so, like, and they stopped. Guess what? I still need a door.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to replace a door. I might go back to them, but now I'm probably going to call somebody else out because I'm like, okay, well, that's their price.
Yeah.
Let me see if that's an accurate price.
But you're so right. A lot of sales professionals, that they call themselves sales professionals, one of the things that they don't do is they don't ask for the sale. And I mean, I'll use this, you know, because, you know, we train with Weldon Long, and this close has made me, you know, like sold millions of dollars, and it's the easiest close. The only question I have for you, Patrick, is would you trust me with your project? That's it.
Yeah. And I've heard you use that.
Yeah.
I've heard you use that, and it's powerful. It's really powerful.
But to be able to ask that question, you got to go through all the steps to be able to get to that. You got to earn the right to ask that
question. The right to ask that question. Yes. I could not agree with you more. And so many of the steps are missed. Like this guy's proposal and the way he walked in and the way he like looked and presented himself, I'm like, this guy's been selling for a while, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, then the whole thing just kind of, I was like, man, he's got this book with all these pages in it. I was like, this is like a really horrible experience. And guess what? My wife wants a new front door too. She wants some fancy thing with glass and then the screen that pulls. And like, he probably could have had a $10,000 to $15,000 sale that day.
And you know what's another, you know, crucial thing, just like you're talking about that right now, because I've, you know, gone through this, especially with my neighbors, right? Knowing that you're not the right person, that you're not the right fit for that homeowner, and you still try to, you know, wiggle your way through that, you're going to be closing, you know, knowing that you're not the right fit. I'll use an example. Like, look, we have sold units to my neighbors, and they have literally come to me, but I'll never go present to them because I know I'm going to skip steps because it's my neighbors. You're comfortable.
Yeah.
So I always send a comfort advisor, and it always sells because they, you know, the comfort advisor knows it's my neighbor, and they're going to follow like everything to the T because they know it's my neighbor. Mm-hmm. Me as a neighbor, I'm going to go in and be like, yeah, let me give you a price. And I'm going to freaking kill the deal.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Back to process.
Yeah.
You know, not skipping the process. And you do tend to skip the process when you know someone, right?
Yeah.
So, how about when it comes to financing? What are some of the, if you can think of them off the top of your head, objections you've gotten that you've been able to overcome, either of you, or what's maybe the most common objection? One is the, I don't finance anything. You've already addressed that. But other than that.
The other thing, again, it's that I talk about it too. The two biggest things in financing, people saying, I don't finance. And then we're like, well, the only reason and again, look, if they tell you I don't finance, you got to know how to follow that, you know, follow up that, you know, that statement and be like, look, I understand you don't finance, but this is a 12-month no interest, no payment. And then when you have warranties and guarantees like we do, now you bring a different level. You're like, look, my line is like, look, I know you don't finance, Patrick, but I also understand that it's very hard to part ways with $15,000 or $20,000 right now. And also with our peace of mind guarantees that you could literally test drive this unit for a year to make sure it's the right choice for you, that you're doing the right investment. You're literally not paying a dime until a year from now. And if for whatever reason you're not happy with our installation, we're going to take it out. So you have nothing to lose. You're literally going to test drive it for a year by financing it, and I have to pay anything out of pocket. And you can leave your money where it's at, continue making money.
And a lot of people are afraid to offer those guarantees.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they're afraid, like, oh my God, I'm going to be giving, people are going to call me in a year and want their money back, or want me to take the system out. And I'm like, it doesn't happen.
No.
It doesn't happen. And when it does happen, it's very rare. It's rare.
Because we felt the client.
Correct. And you didn't build the value and you didn't do everything you're supposed to do. But if you've got a superior product, a superior team and quality, and you deliver on that, people are going to be thrilled.
Yeah, what happens is that we go in the home, when those things happen, we go in the home and promise a certain level of service and we fail them completely. So it's our fault. At that point, it's our fault. They deserve their money back.
Yeah. Well, and the funny, I'm just thinking, like, when people say, oh, I don't finance anything. And then how many people then pay with the credit card?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, because they want to get their miles. Tanya, what was the biggest job you ever financed? Not you personally. I mean, for a customer.
For a customer. I think probably $50,000, $60,000 I financed before. But Francisco taught me well because everything I did, I didn't even present whole tickets. Everything I presented to a client was a monthly. Everything. I didn't even talk about the whole project
price
ever.
Yeah.
It's like, this is how much it is month.
Well, and car dealers do that really well.
Yeah,
right?
You'll get a car for $199.
And because of that law, you know, they have to put the sticker on the thing and it has to show the price. And so they know they're dealing with people knowing the price, but they never talk about the price.
Correct.
And when you mention the price, they'll, like, a really good salesman will be like, well, there's nothing I can do about that. But yeah, it's the price. It's right. That's why we put it there. That's mm-hmm. the price. Well, you know, you can do better than that. I can't. But, you know, let's see what we can do. Let's go. They always assume you're going to finance.
Well, and I'll tell you, like, when I was training, you know, with Comfort Advisors, and a client would ask me, well, is there anything you could do? And I would always, my answer would be, absolutely not. We're giving you our best price up front. That's it.
Yeah.
But we can help you out with your, you know, if you want, instead of doing it for 10 years, we can do it for 15 years. That'll lower your payment. Yeah. If you need a lower payment.
Yeah, well, and one of the guys we had, and he actually it stumped well. I shouldn't say stumped well along, impressed well along with his response to a lower price. Mm-hmm. And it was basically what you just said. It was, they'd say, hey, listen, can you do anything with the price? Can you give me a better price? And, no, I already came with my best price because I know we're in a highly competitive market and you're going to be getting very competitive bids. So I brought my best price to the table.
That's awesome.
And there's like, wow. You just shut it down, right?
And you know what? And then what happens too? The other reason I think people don't present it is because they're like, "Well, I wouldn't pay that." It's not up to you. It's up to the homeowner. It's up to the homeowner to make that decision.
Well, and that's where you're making decisions. You're spending the customer's money, and you're making decisions for them. And like I've always taught, like you don't have the right to make a decision for anybody.
Your only right is to give them the information and let the client make their decision. That way, the client can never say they told me, they said, they pushed it on me. No, you give them the information. Don't withhold the information. Give them the information and let the client make their own decision.
Yeah. We've had people that literally have a system that they bought by a new house. We had one out at a very expensive house, a brand new house, and he had us rip out four air conditioning systems.
Yeah, it was four air conditioners, and they were like 3 months old.
And his only thing was, I don't want these scrapped. I don't want them resold, which we want to resell, but I want you to donate them to somebody in need.
Yep.
When you come across them. And we had them out here for a long time. And when we come across that hardship, we install that system. But that was a guy that, like, 3 months old, but he had a certain situation, certain design, certain things he wanted to accomplish. And what the builder put in wasn't going to get it done. So, like, who are we to say, no, don't do that? Yeah. Like, you should just get some more mileage out of these. No. And I will tell you, I did find out the superintendent of that property of that development. I won't say where, or who, what, but how we installed those systems became the new standard for all future homes to how to install the systems. So, and it was because it just wasn't going to get done what he wanted to accomplish. But everybody in a similar scenario, they've taken what we did and made it standard. So, listen, at the end of the day, financing, the world moves by finance. And everybody finances. Very few people are going out and buying a house cash. Does it happen? Yes. Most people don't. Now, a lot of people don't use a lot of credit. And you've got, and this is a guy I actually like and support and think he does a really great job. And that is Dave Ramsey. And he talks about no debt, no credit. Although I will tell you, there is debt and there's credit that's good.
But you can buy a program and easy payments.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, but what he's talking about is right. Yeah. Like, don't go up and run your credit cards up. Don't go out and borrow this and that. But there's strategic things where credit is a fantastic tool to make things happen. And used correctly, it's a great benefit to the customer and can help them accomplish it's not just getting what they want or need, but getting it on the terms that work for them.
Absolutely.
So if you're not, look, the best advice I can give you, and Francisco supports this, I know, is offer financing on every option you give. Always lead with financing. Always offer financing. And here's the thing. The customer will tell you whether they need it or not or want it or not. But don't assume they don't want it because it's a small ticket or something like that. Because there's a lot of people that don't know how they're going to pay for something or don't know how they're going to afford it right now. And one of your responsibilities as a professional is to show them how they can afford it. It's not just telling them what's wrong and how they can improve things and giving them those options and guiding them and mentoring them in that way. It's also helping them and showing them how they can afford it and start enjoying whatever the features and benefits of their product or service is right away. And with that said, another episode of the Tradepreneur Show. I had a lot of fun. It's so cool. I probably spent more time with you on these last couple of weeks doing these episodes than we do during the week at work. Thanks for your support. Please like, share, comment. Really, truly appreciate it. Until next time, another episode of the Tradepreneur Show is in the books. Be well, be great, stay happy.